would say the first proponents of WIA were women who were very, very feminist in their thinking. I think maybe they had to be back when it first started, that they had to have a very strong commitment to the view that you had to transform the society, and educational equity was a big first step toward doing that. But they were fighters. They participated in marches. They spoke in ways that often antagonized some of the other folks, but I think it was probably, for that stage, essential. So our early staff and our Washington program officers were on a crusade. And when it came to EDC, that was its mission, to crusade for women's educational equity. It was analogous to the suffrage movement. Now we have to transform education. So that was its beginning, that people around the organization, some of them looked at it slightly askance and said, my goodness, should we have something quite so vociferously mission-driven? But, of course, it survived at EDC, and it did slightly adjust some of its rhetoric, let's put it that way, but I don't think it ever gave up its basic mission, which was to transform teaching materials, teaching methods, and in school environments to truly reflect a fair chance for both girls and boys in our society to show their best. Nobody feels that this is a struggle that is entirely resolved, but I think everyone feels that we've made tremendous progress and the issues have become refined and different, and they now go to class and race and all kinds of things that wouldn't even have been pertinent at the very beginning because there were such fundamental aspects of gender difference to address.